Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" He was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So let's say I was back in the first century and I wanted to offer a turtle dove to the Lord as sacrifice at the temple. So the first thing I need to do is I need to go to the money exchanger's table. And I have to take my pagan Gentile money and transfer it into temple money because it has an image and idol on it. So I give the money changers my $5 bill and then they give me two temple dollars. Now I know the exchange rate's really bad, but that's all right because turtle doves only cost a buck anyway. So I take my two temple dollars and I go to the turtle dove table, and I find out that turtle doves there cost $3 a piece. So now I got to go back to the money exchange table and give them another $5 bill, so I get another two temple dollars. So now I get four temple dollars, and I can pay now for my turtle dove. So I go back to the turtle dove table, give my $3, and then I have $1 and a turtle dove. So with the temple dollar, they're absolutely useless, so I give it back to them. So it cost me $10 for an item that only is worth $1. What's going on? Why are they doing this? Why are they ripping me off? Well, the reason why is because it took 46 years to build this temple. 46 years. Can you imagine union trucks driving into your driveway for 46 years every day? You know, when you serve dinner, you're going to have to charge everybody at the dinner table $500 a plate. So when the Lord saw all of this going on, he said to everybody in the temple, "Destroy this temple, and I'll raise it in 3 days." What did he mean by that? He meant that if you destroy this temple, my Father is not going to rebuild it. He's going to replace it with something better. You know, I was working for my father. I asked him one day in his construction company, I said, "Dad, how come you're not like all the other CEOs? You know, they go in the office late, you know, in a nice cushy chair in a nice air-conditioned place, and in the afternoon they play golf with the other CEOs. How come you're always here at work?" So he said, "Remember the time when the lumber yard wanted to deliver all the 2x4s and half of them were all twisted and crooked? I sent them all back. The next time they brought the 2x4s, every one of them was perfect. Every one of them was straight. You know why? Because I was here." Remember the painters? They came in and they had all the equipment and all the paint, but they weren't sure what color to paint the bedrooms. They thought they were going to have an easy day, you know, just hanging out and eating donuts all day because they didn't know what to paint. Well, they didn't have an easy day because I was here. And do you remember the last time someone came to work late? I said, no, I don't remember. He says, that's because I'm here. The reason why I'm here, the first one here at work, the reason why I'm here is because if anybody has a problem, if anyone has a question, if there's any difficulties, I want to be the first to know, not the last. You know, when the Israelites were in the desert, God asked the Israelites for them to build God a tent. A tent! He didn't ask for a stone building with a gold dome. He wanted a tent. Why a tent? Portability. Because when the Israelites would move, the tent could move very easily with them so that God could be always with them. So when the Israelites wandered into an area of the desert where there was no food and water, God was right there. And when the Midianites wanted to attack and destroy the Israelites while they were still in the desert, God was right there in the front line. Take a wild guess who won that battle. When the Israelites came to the bank of the Jordan River during the rainy season when the water was running really high and it was impossible to cross, God was right there with them. You know, we all love upgrades. I grew up for 12 years of my early life using the rotary telephone. Rotary telephones do not take pictures. They don't have spell check. My iPhone is a wonderful upgrade. So when the temple was destroyed, God upgraded. He didn't just build another building. He didn't provide an answering service, please leave your message at the beep. He didn't provide a representative of him saying, I'm sorry, the manager isn't here right now. Maybe I can help you. And we provided God for us directly. The last thing Jesus said before he ascended into heaven was, I will be with you always. So that if you ever have a problem, you ever have a question, any difficulty may come up, I want to make sure I'm the first to know, not the last.